Okay, let's start. What do you say to about Airbnb?
Oh, you have to introduce yourself.
Oh, sorry, excuse me. My name is Jacob. I'm number three.
My name is Tobias, and I'm number five.
And I'm Alex, and I'm number eight.
Okay, I'll repeat. What do you think about Airbnb?
Well, I haven't used it so far. I usually u book hostels when I'm on vacation in cities, especially because it's usually cheaper and you get to know other travelers. And I think it's quite nice to meet other people who are also traveling to this destination. So it's always nice in a hostel, so I haven't used Airbnb so far. But I think for property owners, especially when you have a flat which you don't use so often, I think it's a great way of sharing it and to use it more often.
Yeah, I've been in Paris after Christmas this last year, and I think it was very nice because you had a little flat in the city, and it was cheaper than booking a hotel, for example. And for younger people like us, it's the costs are a big part of the journey. Can you travel or can you not? And then you see, I think we paid about 360 or 340 euros for 8 nights.
Wow, that's
And
cheap.
we were in the center of Paris, and I think this was, very good.
My experience is comparable. I think we were in Rostock last year in the summer, and we lived in the basement apartment, and the house owners lived in the second and third floor, and they rented this apartment for students and for visitors of the university, and it was cheap. We paid 20 euros for 2 nights. It was
Incredible.
incredibly cheap.
But comparing to the text, I think on the one hand, for the visitors, it's a very good thing that the owners rent their houses for cheap in our for the visitors. But if you compare it to the points mentioned in the text, that you don't have these long-term rental apartments anymore, or not so much than before, you have always to look on both.
Yeah,
So
I agree.
for maybe it's for us as the visitor, it's very good.
Yeah.
But for the market in the city, it could be a problem.
Yeah, I agree. If you look here, this text mentions that, for example, London, when 45% of the town is in short-term rent, it's very bad. But in my example, in Rostock, there is no need for this space. The landlord told us that he cannot rent it in long-term rentals, and therefore he did this Airbnb thing. That's another point of view. This is here is here's not a lot of space. They need it for long-term rentals, and they needed this for the stock market. But in cities like Rostock, or I don't know, it's not necessary. The stock market is not that that hard like in London or but what Edinburgh or.
I agree with you. I think it's a good solution for more rural areas where are not usually tourist attractions, and where you often don't have the touristic infrastructure like hotels or something or hostels. And but on the other hand, when it's described like here in London, where it's a real problem for people who want to rent a flat for unlimited time. I think it's also difficult to restrict such usage of the flats, because
yep.
I mean, if you're buying a flat, it's your flat, you can do whatever you want with it, it's basically yours. So I think it's a very deep, if you would want to restrict it, it's a very deep a restriction to your rights of ownership.
So we agree on everything, and
yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I don't know how to solve the problem, because one solution could be to put up the rents, and so that you if you give your room to for long term free for a long term rental, then this wouldn't be a solution, because then no one can afford this money.
Yeah.
And yeah, I don't know.
And the problem in most of the cities is that in the space where these Airbnb short-term rentals are created, there is, for example, the university, and the space is needed, for example, for us, the students, or people with lower income, and that's a problem.
But on the other hand, this Airbnb guy said that you only that they look on the rulings in each country and in each city, and then decide how many days the flat can be rented or couldn't be. I'm not sure if
the text says that they remind the hosts. They don't control. They just remind them to.
Yeah, but he said also that this data, which is used, is not. Yeah.
I know what you want to say,
yeah.
but the text says only says that the Airbnb homepage or the company just reminds landlords to follow the rules.
Mm.
But if they don't, who cares?
Yeah, but he also says that the typical UK host earns £2,000 by sharing their space for 46 nights a year. So you can see that the typical, so the Durchschnitt?
Average.
Yeah, the
mm-hmm.
average host gives his room only away for 46 nights a year. And I mean, that's the average. Okay, that's the average of the UK, and not especially of London. But
when this is average, £2,000 by 46 year nights is very much. That's one and a half month. It's the rent for 1.5 months,
mm.
And that is not. That's.
It's not affordable for. Or what's.
I would be careful with this figure, because I think you have in rural areas, you probably have houses which are not used often,
mm-hmm.
Airbnb, and therefore they get a lower income. But if it's average, you could also have house owners in the city of London who are making 20 times more or so.
Yeah.
So
we got another question here on our monitors, just to remind you.
I think it means interested.
Yeah, I think you're right. When I think about the situation, maybe I'm in Italy for 3 months or so. I can imagine to rent my room for this 3 months or a week or 2 weeks. Weeks also, because for me I have to pay my bills too,
yeah.
Even if when I'm in Italy, and
yeah.
Therefore it would be interesting to rent it in short times.
I think we have a similar thing with these Untermieter,
yeah.
Regularity, I would say, because if a friend of mine went to the US for an half a year, and another guy came and yeah, rent his room for this time.
Yeah.
I don't see. Okay, the price was different than it would be in if you
yeah.
rent a room with Airbnb, but the
yeah, and
the point give your room away is for me it would be okay.
Yeah, but if you think about it for a second, no one would ever pay £2,000 for a room in Paderborn for this 46 nights. Therefore, you can sleep in the Ibis Hotel,
yeah.
or I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's quite expensive, also in Paderborn. The
yeah,
hotel.
You're right.
So maybe it would be a good thing to rent your room here in Paderborn because you wouldn't get so much money. But I think there's certainly a market there for it.
Mm. Yeah, I would agree on it. I think.
Yeah, there's a market. There's a market for short-term rentals, but not for Airbnb. I think.
Yeah.
That's different. I think the thing
about Airbnb is mostly short-term rentals, as I get it correctly.
It's just a holiday.
Another thing which I would have problems with when I would rent my room. Is that I'm responsible for the property because if someone is damaging it, I have to pay for it to the owner. So I don't know if you have an insurance for that in when you're using Airbnb, but it's definitely a question I would.
Does anyone of you know how this is done by Airbnb? Is there a contract, or when you book at this homepage, do you have an insurance or I don't know? Does anyone of you know?
I think that where they know who comes, so you sign in with your name and you have to pay. I think you only can pay with credit card.
Okay.
I don't know about what you if you sign a contract or something, but I'm pretty sure that if you destroy something, that they will at least write you. Or I don't know, but as the owner who gives his room away, I think this could be a problem because you don't know the person who comes. Often, most of the cases.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah. Everyone would I don't know, rent his room, but
just for short term and not by Airbnb.
But I don't know. I think Airbnb is a good thing for the visitor, but for the
landlord or the owner.
Yeah, also, but not for for the person who looks for a room for long term in the city.
Yes, but I don't think it's a problem with Airbnb. If there wouldn't be Airbnb, there would be another portal for it. So it's just a thing that is connected with the internet, and I think it will stay. Although it might be banned in some areas, it will definitely influence the market for a flat market in the long term.
Okay.
At least we can say we agree on most of our points. That's good, I think.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.